God bless you. God bless all of us. The conclusion is we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I think we are already blessed enough. Okay. As I mentioned last time, from today, we start Bible journey, Bible sketch, starting with Genesis. Amen? Shall we start? Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Let us read the whole verses. Because today is first day in Bible journey. Also, we are much blessed through Sujan's testimony. I think today is a special day. So I guess maybe our worship service time will be a little more, 5 or 10 minutes. Please be patient. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. So, okay. Let us read the whole chapter 1. And then chapter 3, verse 15. Yes, this is called primitive gospel. Sujan mentioned already. This is the first promise to send Messiah as King of Kings, Lord of Lords. 3, 15 and 12, 1 to 3. Let us read continually without stop. Alternatively, let me start. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. And God said, "Let the world under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruits with seed in it. They will be yours for food. Last verses, so let us read together. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day, 3:15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. 12:1-3. The Lord had said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I'll make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I'll make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Amen. Do you believe in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth? The first sentence of Genesis is the first sentence of the whole Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Personally, I thank God so much for that. Genesis is the first book in the whole Bible. How blessed, how happy we are. Because Genesis is in the first place in the whole Bible. If Genesis were not in the first place in the Bible, maybe we would be confused to understand and receive the Bible as the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis is the book of the beginnings. The word Genesis came from the Greek word geneseos, meaning birth, source, or beginning, or generation, genealogy. So, the book Genesis speaks of the beginnings of almost everything we have today. I cannot say all list of beginnings in the Genesis. Genesis speaks of beginnings of almost all things. Beginning of creation, beginning of the heavens and the new earth, and beginning of sky, beginning of bird and sea, beginning of human beings, beginning of all things we have, beginning of marriage, beginning of family, beginning of worship, beginning of offering, tithes, even beginning of sin. Even we can see in this book, beginning of bad things. For example, beginning of adultery, even beginning of rape, beginning of homosexuality, beginning of culture, beginning of society, community, governments, human language, beginning of skill, business, industry. Many, many lists can go on and on. More, much more, many more. Genesis speaks beginnings of almost everything. Also, another key word in Genesis is account. Account. So we divide the story of Genesis into 10 parts. In Genesis, Genesis consists of 50 chapters. Then in 50 chapters, there are 10 parts of accounts. For example, the account of the heavens and the earth, the account of Adam, first man made by God, the account of Noah. Do you know Noah? Actually, Noah is the Adam's 10th generation offspring. And accounts of Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And accounts of Shem again. And account of Terah. Terah was the Abraham's father. And accounts of Abraham's son, Ishmael. And again, accounts of Abraham's another son, Isaac. Accounts of Esau. Account of Jacob. Account of Isaac. Up to Joseph's story. We can see 10 accounts in Genesis. So Genesis is basic, fundamental to the understanding of the rest of the Bible. Actually, Genesis covers more than any other book in the Bible. Actually, Genesis covers more than all 65 other books put together. As I mentioned already, first sentence of the Genesis is the first sentence of the whole Bible. In the beginning, please memorize, not only in your brain, but also in your deep hearts. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. This first sentence of the whole Bible is the master key to open and solve all problems and all questions. And again, this first sentence, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, is the main front gate through which we can enter the Bible. For example, this room, two gates. Then in the Bible, there is only one main gate through which we must enter the Bible. That main front gate is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith, we understand and believe that the whole universe was made by God's command. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is absolutely impossible for us to please satisfy God. So anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists and he rewards those who seek him honestly. As you know, in the Bible, inside the Bible, is full of miracles. But if we enter the Bible through this main front gate, Genesis 1:1, by faith, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Inside the Bible, there is no miracle we cannot accept. If we believe, if we accept Genesis 1:1 by faith, truly in our hearts, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Shall we shout together? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Yes, read through this only one verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We have so much to get, to learn, to study only with this one verse. But time is short. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, first, actually in Hebrew Bible, in the beginning, God created. Hebrew word for created is bara. Bara? Bara. Hebrew Bible, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, Elohim bara, the heavens and the earth. Actually, bara means to make something out of nothing. Only God can make something out of nothing. Yes, we can make something out of something, but we can make nothing out of nothing. It is only God who can make something out of nothing. In this sense, only God is creator. Actually, for creation to be a creation, there must be a creation of at least three elements. Time, and space, and materials. See clearly, first verse, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In this sentence, we can know God created time in the beginning. In the beginning. Before in the beginning, there was no time. Then in the beginning, God created means God created time. It means God is before time. God is beyond time. God is above time. God is eternal. God is from everlasting to everlasting. To God, no starting time, no ending time. God is absolutely unchangeable, immutable in his existence, in his duration, in his purpose, in his quality, in his attributes. God created time. Whenever you watch your watch, remember, God is the creator of time. And secondly, in the beginning, God created heavens, means God created space. God created space. It means God is beyond space. Yes, God is in heaven, but God is beyond heaven of heavens. God is transcendent from all creation. God is transcendent from all space. And at the same time, God is immanent. God is inherent in his creation. It is called God is omnipresent. God is everywhere, anywhere at the same time. Nothing in all is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered, laid bare and totally naked before the eyes of God. Also, it means God created space means God is omniscient. God has all wisdom, all knowledge, all understanding. God knows everything, anything, past, present, and future. And then God created the heavens and the earth. Earth means God created materials. God created materials. It means God is not material. God is a spirit. God is person. God is alive. God is invisible to our material eyes. God is incorporeal. Our material eyes can see the object of material eyes. But God is absolutely not of the nature of material worlds. God is understood, apprehended not by our senses, but by our souls. God is above, beyond sensual perceptions. Means God is Almighty God. God is omnipotent God. There is totally, absolutely nothing impossible with God. God created time and space and materials. Another point we can get from this one sentence: in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Actually, in Hebrew Bible, for in Hebrew words, there are two words for God. In Korean words, in English words, only one word, God, God, God. Capital letter, starting with capital letter, G-O-D. And in Korean, 하나님, only one word. But in Hebrew words, there are two words for God. One is El. El is familiar to us already, El, El. El means God. Another word in Hebrew, Elohim, Elohim. Actually, Elohim is a plural form of God, Elohim. You know, actually, in Genesis 1:1, 31 verses, then we can see the word God 30 times. God, God, God. It means in every, almost every sentence, subject is God. God created, God said, God saw, God called, God separated, God made, God blessed. God, God, God. In almost every sentence, God is a subject. Please let God be subject in your life sentence. And then if we make God subject in our life sentence, our life will be good. God will say to our life, I see your life is good. Then, Elohim means a plural form of God. It means already from this first sentence, we can get the hint of the pattern of God's existence in Trinity God. Trinity God. In the New Testament, the Trinity, the doctrine of Trinity is very clear, but in the Old Testament, not clear. But if we see spiritually and clearly and carefully already from Genesis 1:1, we can get the hint of the pattern of God's existence in Trinity God. For example, in verse 1, in the beginning, God created. Yes, focus on Father God. And verse 2 says, the Spirit of God was hovering. Yes, this is Holy Spirit. Means already Holy Spirit was involved in creation job together as Trinity God. And verse 3 said, God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that was light. Means God created with what? With words. Out of nothing. God did not need any material to make any material. Just God said, it means God created with word, with words. Then John 1:1 says, in the beginning, there was words. The words was with God already in the beginning, and that words was God. All things were made through that words. Nothing was made that has been made. That words became flesh. It means that words became man and made his dwelling among us. Colossians 1:16 is more clear. Colossians 1:16-17 says, by him, by Jesus Christ, all things were created. Things in heaven and things on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, powers, rulers, authorities, all things were created by Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ. He is before all things. In Jesus Christ, all things hold together. Means already in the creation job, Trinity God worked together. Trinity God, yes, the doctrine of Trinity is the mystery of mysteries. But that is true. One God, but in three persons. One essence, three persons. In person, Father is not the Son. Son is not the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is not the Father. Then Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. But there are not three gods. There is only one God. This is the doctrine of the Trinity. Then another thing we can get from this creation story, yes, God created all things within 6 days. Shall we see quickly the order of creation? Yes, first day. Do you remember? First day, light. Yes, first day, verse 3, God said, let there be light. Yes, first day, God created light. Second day, skies. Third day, land and sea, ocean and vegetation, vegetables, fruits, trees, plants. Fourth day, fish and birds. Fish on the water and birds in the sky. Sorry. Fourth day, the sun. Fourth day, the sun, the moon, the stars. And fifth day, fish and birds. And finally, sixth day, animals, beasts, and finally, human beings in his image, in his likeness. Okay. First day, light. Second day, skies. Third day, land and sea and vegetation. Fourth day, sun, moon, stars, fish and birds. Sixth day, animals and humans. Yes. Can you get any question from this order? First day, God said, let there be light. Then this light made on the first day was not the sunlight, no moonlight, no starlight. As we know, the sunlight, the moonlight, starlights from the sky were made on the fourth day. Then from the law of nature, from the natural science, our knowledge is without sunlight, without moonlight, it is absolutely impossible for living things to live, to breathe. No vegetation, no tree. Even it is impossible to count the first day, second day, and third day. It is impossible to divide between daytime and evening time, night time. Then before the sun, moon, and stars were created already, there were vegetation, trees, plants, growing, bearing seed. And it was possible to count the first day, second day, third day. Also, it is possible to divide between nighttime and daytime, bright time and dark time. What does this mean? Yes, from humans, our worldness, it looks like we are breathing, we are living by the help of the air and water and the sunlight, the moonlight. We can count the first day, second day, third day. We can see, today's daytime is bright, nighttime is dark because of the sun and moon is working. It looks outwardly, but inwardly, spiritually, truly, we are breathing and living by the power of God and grace of God. That is life-giving energy. That is light. So the light that was made on the first day was not material. That light is God's life-giving power, God's life-giving energy. Still now, that light is available to help us. That's why Hebrews 1:3 says, Jesus Christ is keeping, sustaining, supporting all things with his powerful words. We are living with food, with water, with air, with sunlight. But basically, fundamentally, we are breathing, we are living, we are walking, we are doing something by the provision of God's life-giving power continually. Yes, the Genesis story can be summarized with the creation of all things and man, and then immediately man sinned by the disobedience, rebellion against God. And as we know, man lost paradise. And man became more and more wicked, sinful. And there was judgments of the flood at the time of Noah. Noah was Adam's 10th generation offspring. But even after the judgments of floods, human beings became more and more wicked continually. And finally, they rebelled against God by trying to build a tower. No, tower. The tower is called the Tower of Babel, to keep them safe from the danger of a possible flood again. But God scattered their language. You know, at that time, there was only one language. The production of so many languages is the fruits of wickedness, sinfulness of human beings. And from this, again, judgment, God called a specific person from specific place for specific mission. That is called the Abrahamic covenant in chapter 12. We read already key verses. God calls Abraham and said to him, leave your country, leave your house of father and go to the place I will show you. I'll make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. I'll curse those who curse you. All people, all nations on earth will be blessed through you. Okay, last time we studied the Bible. The Bible is about all whom? About Jesus Christ. Okay, because of limit of time, let me say just two persons, Adam and Abraham. Yes, already Sujan mentioned 3:15. This is first curse of God to his creation on snake, serpents, after the fall of human beings. 3:15 says, I'll put enmity between you, snake, and the woman, between your offspring and hers. Hers means hers. Woman's offspring. He will crush, he will bruise your head, and you will strike his heel. This is the first curse from God to his creation. Then in this first curse, there is a hidden blessing. Promise to send his one and only son, Messiah. That's why this verse is called primitive gospel. Yes, the woman's seed is Jesus Christ, very clear. Galatians 4:4 says, when the time had fully come, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, born of a woman. And then the serpent, snake, the hidden and the real identity of these serpents is Satan and the devil. And Revelation 12:9 says, the great dragon was hauled down, the ancient snake, ancient serpent, called the devil and Satan, who leads the whole world astray. How clear. And first man, Adam, was a pattern of Jesus Christ. Actually, Adam is a Hebrew word. Adam means just a man. In a sense, I'm an Adam, you are an Adam. Adam means just a human being, man. Then Jesus' nickname is the last Adam, last man. Okay, first man, Adam, and the last man, last Adam, Jesus Christ. What is the common thing and what is the different thing between first man, Adam, and the last man, Jesus Christ? Romans 5:14 says, first man, Adam, was a pattern or a type of the one, Jesus Christ, to come. Yes, okay. Adam and Jesus Christ both came into the world by special action of God as a sinless man. Even Adam started his life as a sinless, perfect man. Also, Jesus came in this world as perfect man, sinless man. Also, both Adam and Jesus Christ both had no physical father. Do you have your physical father? You have. Since the creation of the world, up to now, up to the end of this world, there were only two persons who had no physical father, no daddy, Adam and Jesus Christ. And Adam was the head of all the creation. And Jesus Christ is the head and king of new creation. Adam was of the dust of the earth, from earth. But Jesus is the Lord from heaven directly. Adam was tested in a beautiful garden surrounded by beauty and love. But he failed. But last Adam, Jesus Christ, was tempted in wild wilderness and he died on a cruel cross surrounded by hatred and ugliness. But he succeeded in his mission. So conclusion, through Adam, through one person, Adam, sin and death came into the world. Like this, through only one person, Jesus Christ, forgiveness and life comes to all human beings who believe in him. Only one action of Adam's disobedience was enough to bring judgment and condemnation into this world. Like this, only one action of Jesus' obedience on the cross was more than enough to bring justification and righteousness to all human beings who believe in him, Jesus Christ. So in Genesis is the first book in the Old Testament, and Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Now in Genesis chapter 5, we can see the genealogy of Adam. And in New Testament, in Matthew chapter 1, start with the genealogy of Jesus Christ. What is the difference between genealogy of Adam and Jesus Christ? Yes, in genealogy of Adam, the repeated clause is Adam lived 930 years, long time, but finally, and then he died. His son lived a long time, but conclusion, and then he died. His grandson, and then he died. His grand-grandson, and then he died. Repeated the same sentence, same clause, and then he died. Means spiritually, The genealogy of Adam is the genealogy of death. Death is separation from God. But in genealogy of Jesus Christ, the repeated word is be God, be God, no, be God. Thank you. Pregnant, be God, pregnant, be God. The new birth, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah. Judah begot Perez. Begot, begot, begot. Get new life, new life, new life. Genealogy of Jesus Christ is the genealogy of what? Life, life. Okay. Don't worry. Let me close. So, Abraham's Abrahamic covenant. Yes. Leave your country. This covenant is fulfilled. Conclusion is this covenant, Abrahamic covenant given to Abraham first, Genesis 12 from verse 1 to 3, is and will be fulfilled, achieved completely, totally, definitely, ultimately in Jesus Christ. Leave your country, leave your father's house. First, Jesus left his hometown from heaven to earth as missionary. And I will make your name great. Yes, Philippians 2, 9 to 11. God made Jesus' name greatest in heaven. And finally, all mouths will confess Jesus is Lord to the glory of Father God. All knee will shield down before the name of Jesus Christ in heaven and on earth. And God promised in Abrahamic covenant, I'll bless those who bless you. I'll curse those who curse you. Today, those who bless Jesus Christ will be blessed. But those who curse Jesus Christ will be curse means those who accept Jesus Christ will be accepted by God. Those who reject Jesus Christ will be rejected by God. Galatians 3:14 is Galatians 3:14 is the evidence of the fulfillment of Abrahamic covenant is Jesus Christ. Galatians 3:14 says, Jesus Christ redeemed me, redeemed us, in order that the blessing given to Abraham in Genesis 12, 1 to 3 might come to the Gentiles, so that by faith we might receive the promise and blessing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God bless all of us. Jesus is creator and he is in control in our life, not only in our present time, but also in our future time, in our whole time. Okay. Last sentence, encouragement and challenge. Please let God be subject in your life sentence, and then your life, my life, will be good to the eyes of God, our Savior and Lord. Shall we pray? Yes, Father God, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Father, this is creation theology. This is creation faith. This is creation science. This is master key to open and solve all questions, all problems. This is the main front gate through which we must enter the huge building, the Bible, your word. Father, let us understand and remember and keep in our hearts, you are our creator. You are in control. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. You are omnipresent. Our life is all the time in your presence. this is a big encouragement to us, but sometimes that is challenge to us. Oh, Lord, help us to be victorious and faithful in living your life. The life is our Lord Jesus Christ's life. All glory back to our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray together in Jesus' name. Amen.